Let's go. What's happening? Come on.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special behind the paywall edition of the world famous Uncle Rico show with your world famous Uncle Rico host. Let's go. Mike Morse down low, Bob Levy up top. The show is here and so are you. Welcome, everyone. Now, look at this. We got a brand new jacket to show off. Hello.
Two button Bobby.
Hello. We graduate. We're making button money now, bitches.
Button money, man. No more fucking pockets, huh?
Well, there's a lot of pockets. There is.
There are a lot of pockets. You're looking at a guy who's got all the buttons and round dice he's ever going to want and need. Hello.
Skull.
We are doing it. Yes. All right. Welcome, everybody. We wanted to do Uncle Rico behind the paywall because we were still talking about last night's episode that we watched, and I wish we could have finished it last night. We didn't, so we want to finish it today. Mm-hmm. So I just want to shout out real quick, since we're all here with members, you guys have access to the Discord. I love that you guys cut up drops for us because mm-hmm. we have such a library of drops, and it just keeps growing every day, thanks to you guys. Here's some from Goon Crusher over there on the Discord that he clipped. Stuff that I like.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm a fancy boy.
That's one that I like. And he's vaping. You can hear it.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm a fancy boy.
I literally think I drank 20 beers last night.
20 beers. Okay, that's a good one. Atlantic
City. Want to wish badly on a plane?
Yeah, I'll suck your dick.
Chill, brah.
Is Julie really low?
Am I it's low?
Average height.
That hamburger you sent me? Lathered in mayonnaise.
I don't even know what that's from or that's about. Julie, your audio is low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
John wants to fuck you.
All right. Easy. Easy.
Julie, I'll be on the prowl. Be on the prowl.
That's creepy, boys.
This is a sick fuck.
There we go. It's a good one.
I was going to have, you know what I mean?
And that was the one where he like yawned in the middle of saying his name. But also burped at the same time.
I was gonna have you know what I mean, Mick. Julie is my daddy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Julie is my daddy.
Thank you. And then of course my favorite, the somber Noga.
Noga, Noga. Noga, Noga. Noga, Noga.
Harry!
Tukey, I hope your kids end up being gay.
Who can forget that? Wow. Huh? What a gem.
Putting a hex on him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get into it. Thank you, everybody behind the wall. Let's rock and roll. Pour it up. Twist it up. Spark it. Relax.
Lick it up.
Our makeup's off. Welcome. You wanted the best? You got the best. Mm-hmm. The Uncle Rico Show.
We didn't beat off the heart with your dick, but no. Yeah.
So last we left, Keanu's mom called John a piece of shit for saying that he jerked off to Keanu's.
But she also apologized to all pieces of shit that are on the ground.
That is true.
Yeah.
As to not offend other pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
that's not the real mom, so let me get rid of that. It doesn't. Let's put a timeout.
Just so he says, that's not my real mom. I'm going to get rid of her. And they go, I'll just put her in timeout because he's not 100% sure it might be his mom. He doesn't know how to check it. It'd be great if he blocked her.
Okay. So now this is the video that I wanted to play you guys.
Michaeline, what would you think?
Michaeline, baby, look at that. Look at those sexy boobies.
He's trying to turn daughter cut off her teeth.
Oh, did you hear that?
Let me get rid of that.
Yes.
Somebody was singing, somebody was singing about his kid.
I know who that
it
is.
Doesn't. Let's put a timeout.
Yeah, I think I know who that is too.
Okay.
Some would call that man a puppet master.
Okay, so now
it's daddy singing about that. Daddy likes to sing about tits getting cut off.
Michaeline, what would you think?
Michaeline, baby, look at that. Look at those sexy boobies.
He's trying to turn daughter cut off her teeth.
See,
not dad.
not reading that. Not reading that one. Nope.
Where is it now? Not that.
Now he's painting himself into a corner where he's constantly saying now, I don't care. Say whatever you want about my kids. Yeah. Not going to get a rise out of me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Not that.
In a way, he gets to kind of be honest for a change.
Right.
Because he really doesn't care.
He does not care. He but does not now, care.
Now at least he can say it out loud. He doesn't have to just keep...
He does not care, but he cares again.
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care.
Hey, calm down, Ray.
Let's see.
Not that.
I'm just trying to find it.
Come on, dude. We got this paywall thing. We're trying to get hyped up. Would you fucking... Come on, man.
Yeah, put Roy up. Ray.
Where's Ray Roy? Meanwhile, he's live now saying he does care, but he's not going to react while reacting. Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll be watching the show today at 4.
Oh, my God. I came up with a song. I listened to a short thing. He said something. It's got to be a song. I'll let you know when it comes out later.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, put my God. We're not there yet?
Through this.
Paul, can you play some scrolling Reddit music, Paul?
Wow.
While we're waiting, Bob, what day is it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what day it is. I'll know tomorrow what tomorrow is, I promise.
Yeah.
Who's the guy he's brawling with?
Okay.
All right, so, stop for a sec. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I just popped over to see what's going on over there. Let's just say John might be back in the Vince business.
Oh, already? Okay. Who had today?
Me. Who had today? You didn't pop that today.
No, I don't know.
The 15th?
Save that for the next show.
All right.
We got to plow.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here. Where do you see the shirt? I was going to get the one. I was going to get the jacket that fucking... Who's that fucking cook with the... You ever see the cook with the blonde hair?
Julia Child.
No, you fucking idiot. The one with the show. Dean. No, the guy Emerald. With the fucking diner's
Emerald.
Drive... He does a commercial.
Fieri.
He's got this black jacket. That's
Guy Fieri.
Whatever, him.
Although on you, it'd be Gal Fieri.
Dick Dutcher.
Here is... Pocky.
Emerald. Again, Frog goes, Emerald Lagasse. Oh. Emerald.
Lionel Hutz. Mike Hunt is my friend. Okay. Penis Wrinkle.
But it said you'd be upset if Peep said they jerk off to your kids. That's exactly what that thing said.
Here's the thing. You know, and I understand your point there.
Different.
Do you? Penis. Do you? Because something tells me what you're about to say is going to prove just the opposite, that you have no idea what he's trying to say.
Boom!
Sprinkle. But I didn't, you know, it's not like you're going to be sitting there thinking about somebody's mother nor would I even, you know, I mean, it's so innocent. It's not anything that you can control. What?
It's not anything you can control. Who's in charge over here at John Enterprises?
John Inc.
Yeah.
Dean Maroon. Thanks, Fiber. You haven't had a paid writing job in 10 years. Just a reminder. Nope. Nope. I wrote for CBS 6 years ago. Nice try, though. Swing and a miss.
Nice try 7 years ago.
Nice try.
Yeah, thank you. Nice
Pro
try.
Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship.
Yeah, 2017.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know that whole dance number that they did at the beginning? I wrote that.
He's Nana. Flick my bean. That's okay. Good for that. I drank 6 of Coors last night in Your Honor. Thank you. Bo Beardington, she gets naked for money. I know, which is another whole fucking hypocrisy.
What happened? Why is this the StreamYard thing?
It's StreamYard thing, yeah.
God damn it. Can we shut this off? Yeah, it's a new thing on StreamYard.
How? I didn't go like that.
I think I did.
I did.
See, now you just did it. What is it? It's the peace sign? Yeah, okay. It's a double peace sign. Cool. Got it. All right.
Do a thumbs down real quick.
Thumbs down? Yeah! Oh, I like that one.
Oh, Joey, give me a fucking break. All right. So here's Pocky. I'm going to point out a few things here. First of all, he looks like the Crypt Keeper. He don't look long for this world. And I don't wish
anybody.
And
John does.
You know. Like bad on him, but he's an asshole. Lon Hussing, $2. To be frank, John, I don't think of you when I jerk off. So let's
see yours.
To yours. You forgot the last two words.
See this idiot here. The other thing I'm going to point out is now I'm not trashing Chrissy Mayer, but she obviously comes prepared with pre-written jokes.
What?
So I just want to...
What an idiot. She actually takes time out before an appearance and prepares stuff.
Well, it's John Wood, but he's retired. Don't forget.
Oh, that's right.
Me and Anthony are crypt keepers. You better watch out. The crypt keepers don't come, John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more of them than there is of you at the moment.
It's... You know, I get it, I guess, but it reeks of like preparation, and I'll point them out as we go along.
It reeks of preparation.
Ew, that person's prepared. Get him away from me. Oh,
but she was a guest on the show. Well, how is she prepared?
Who? What Anthony? Have you ever met a human who said? That person prepared? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, they're going on a show and they actually put some thought into it.
Yeah, oh, my God. And Anthony show, Anthony prepares. You just react.
Yeah. Well, maybe she had notes, like talking points or stuff she wanted to cover. Yeah.
Like if you know what the host is going to bring up, maybe think of a joke or two or it'll remind you of a story that you have about yourself that's similar.
That's rookie shit.
Graham Murphy here. John reeks of preparation H.
What's rookie shit?
I like to go fly. Like, that's what I loved about Anthony. He just fucking whatever. I don't like to prepare.
No one said you prepared. No one's accusing you of it. What I'm saying is if you're going on a show and there's topics that are going to be discussed, and if you can come up with a joke or not, how's it hurting you? How's it hurting the show?
It slows my mind.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, really, at the stretch.
What? Huh?
Exactly.
It's just like me. Like, if I go on Brennan's show, I'm not going to prepare any joke. I mean, I just go on.
That's why 7 minutes of your show is because you prepare nothing. You don't even know what video you're going to, and you're on the fucking page where the video is. You understand? Preparing doesn't have to be writing a monologue. It could be copy and pasting a link and putting it on another window. So you know that video's right there when you want to go to it.
Peace, brother.
It's not that hard.
you know. And then if I come up with a joke, it's on the spot, which is always sounds more natural.
Yeah, is that what you did for the interviews on Howard? You just went up there and winged it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why he was rifling through a clipboard with pages of questions, because he was just feeling what was coming to him.
Yeah,
Morris beats it to your mom.
The balloon. The balloons remind me of how excited I am for when Stuttering John inevitably starts misusing air quotes mid-rant. Oh, yeah. And confetti starts falling across.
That'll be great.
That's great.
You spelled two wrong. Oh, I don't get mad. I don't care, but he doesn't. He's just being an asshole.
She might disagree there.
There we go.
Son?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the onion guy?
Exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Look at his arms, man. And look at his face.
He just had major surgery, I mean, you fucking idiot. And the whole thing is he will gain weight back, you know what I mean? But he's probably going to be healthier now and eating healthier.
Who do you think's healthier right now, Anthony or John?
Anthony.
100%. 100%. He could be laying in a hospital bed right now still, and I'd say Anthony's healthier than him. No.
Anthony's arms looks like John's arms, but Anthony's like 70 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Face of death, but God, I don't know who looks worse. Him or Bob Levy? He looks like a bald 80-year-old man.
And you fucking back down like a little cunt that you are. You know what I mean? You and your daughter without a D in it.
It's an order.
On it or in it?
He's the fucking Crypt Keeper.
We're both.
Holy shit.
Coward.
Being a racist puts age on you. Being a racist and a homophobe and a transphobe puts years on you, Anthony.
Yeah, look at you.
Did he say hobophobe?
A husky.
Hobophobe, yes. Yeah. You hate the homeless.
80-year-old man.
Whoever, he's kind of...
he's the fucking Crypt Keeper.
All right, you said it.
Holy
said
shit. It. Being a racist puts age on you. Being a racist and a homophobe and a transphobe.
A homophobe. What do you got against homeless people on trade?
Look at them with the stick with the fucking handkerchief on the end.
Maybe he's running away from home. You don't know.
Maybe he's going to Atlantic City for 4 days.
Yeah, Anthony.
A husky.
Yes.
Mal and John was.
Yeah. Marine Mike. Anthony has a mansion on 10 acres in South Carolina. John has a shoebox room apartment. And from what I hear, might be evicted from it. We'll cover that at 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Calling him a fat.
Let's just say his landlord is not happy with the amount of noise coming out of John's apartment. To which John's reply is to yell about it on his show.
Try and get me out of here.
Yeah. David Koresh making his final stand in his 500 square foot.
The landlord will be tossing out the Duke of the Dabbleverse on the next episode.
Yeah.
don't take my horn, motherfucker. Don't fucking do it.
Hey, guys, subscribe over the Shuleyverse, guys. Sign up. We're setting that up.
Fucking.
Yeah, just like Garrett. Garrett's on a fat funk.
Everybody's fat but him. It's amazing. Everybody's ugly fat. But him.
It's. I mean, imagine having those glasses on that this guy wears every day.
Sounds
huh?
like a hog toucher to me.
Yeah. Kevin, what was it like when you touched Levy's cock?
Saying you better a
pin guy?
Exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Whoever. He's kind of a husky.
Yes.
Malcolm, and John was calling him.
Is that Pugsley? Holy shit, look at that face. Now there's the epitome of a face for radio. What is this? Battle of the Ugly Stars?
What's wrong with that guy?
There's a timely reference. Battle of the Ugly Stars.
Of my head.
You see why preparing wouldn't be a bad idea in his case? Then you don't riff. Battle of the Ugly Stars by accident?
Fucking Roy, old fucking Willow Body is very judgmental.
He really
exactly,
is.
Exactly, my friend.
Look at this. Oh, boy.
Oh, face, ears, hat, head, ears, nose.
What's that behind him? A clock? Oh, oh okay.
Nice pink mic stand thingy.
Oh. Oh, what are those glasses so you can see?
Oh, somebody doesn't have 20/20 vision. I do.
A fat fuck and saying you better apologize for what you said about my kids. My kids. But apologize my kids.
Yeah, Anthony, you wouldn't know anything about kids because you're either impotent or
he dates them, you fucking idiot. You piece of shit.
He knows a lot. He knows more about kids than you do.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ.
He spent more time with kids than you have. Great, I gave great helmet. I miss her. Him, thank you, Jim.
To any other person but yourself,
kids, and then John gets security.
Nope, I did not. At least get your stories right, Pocky.
Hey, can you guys on John's thing and say that I heard you're losing your eyesight and just go that, you know, that's good. You got Velcro and that, like, that's the new angle. He's losing his eyesight.
He's losing his vision. He has a doctor's appointment tomorrow, he said.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Didn't get security. Fatty Patty already said I didn't, and I didn't. So stop your horse shit.
And he starts pointing at people and yelling to security, that person was making fun of my kids.
Nope. Nope.
You did. You 100%
did. That were videotaping me, which is not allowed in the Borgata.
You said they're trashing my kids, John.
I'm just looking to obey the law. You know what I mean? No filming allowed. I'll be the first to patrol this casino floor. Mm-hmm.
They should have given him a little like the hall monitor.
Get it accurate, Pocky. At least get your story fucking accurate.
I love that Dr. Ruth's older sister is sitting here talking about who's hot and who's not. I mean, he's turning into a Dr. Ruth.
Do you think the Borgata security gives a flying fuck about what people said about your kids? They're trying to run a fucking casino.
Dickhead, I was explaining what the commotion was about.
The backstory.
Pocket-based fucking douche.
Whoa. Yeah. Easy.
Oh my God.
Wow. Need to pen to paper when you come up with that kind of stuff.
Breaking news.
What?
John is back in the Vince business, RMC said.
Yeah. Oh yeah?
Where BMC, is it? Whatever the fuck letter it is.
Yeah.
Run DMC. Where is it?
It went to the top.
Oh, BMC. Yeah. Breaking news. John is back in the Of course. What did Vince say? You don't have to give me money? And then John's like, you know what, Vince? You're all right. You're all right.
Just all I got to do is look at that face, and I know I'm winning.
How?
Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch, except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer,
and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
His skin looks better than it ever did, you know?
Everything on him and around him looks better than what he doesn't even need a green screen. You know what I mean? Like,
did his hand up like in Casino with a hammer. Smash his fucking already smashed looking fingers.
Oh, it's good to have Anthony back.
It's great. It's great. It already looks like he's been caught cheating at a casino. He's ready.
Look how much younger he looks. Now truthfully, this is a fucking fact, you know? It's you know, he lost weight. You know,
because he's not drinking every day anymore. So he lost, I think they said, somewhere around 30, 35 pounds.
Yeah.
Just from stopping drinking.
Bless you. So what you're saying is John will not lose that weight.
No. That weight's staying with him.
Out of here and open the door with his fucking head. Hit it with the.
Wow. He's got all the sniffling and shit. Probably has COVID.
Oh my God, he's got balls. He's really first looks in that and then fucking a sniffling problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. John would never survive what Anthony went through. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Definitely not.
A vaccine because he's a fucking...
He barely survived 2 flights on Spirit. I mean, what are we talking about?
Lunatic. Look at those eyes. Man.
2 of them.
Dude,
I mean, it's like, who's he kidding? He says, I'll roast only Kevin. What are you gonna say? Oh, nice ears, nice eyes. He has this thing where he's like, I can size somebody up and come up with 5 jokes, hook them up and down, ears, eyes, nose, throat. Like, it's fucking dummy,
awful.
The foot of a cattle prod. It was just, how do these people?
Oh my God!
Think it's going to go? You're there. It's all just this worthy of backyard wrestling. It's not even like people said. Oh, it's like.
First of all, Pocky, I don't know about you.
Have a backyard. Second of all,
wrestling's fake, and I'm the realest thing here.
But I will defend myself. I'm not a fucking pussy boy like you. You would run away if I fucking came up to you.
No, he wouldn't.
I know that, and you.
You would fucking you would put 4 or 5 in your chest, and that'd be the end of it.
You know that. You're a big pussy boy. Fucking, you would run away, and you know you would. And I know you would.
No, you would.
Because you're a big fucking pussy.
No, he's big.
Flubbering, blubbering, muttering, stuttering John.
I like it.
Lefty Bosworth. I just bragged about riding for the football arm wrestling championship. Fuck Melton. I'm a delusional narcissist. Oh, so in other words, I got.
Fuck Melton. It says fuck me, too.
Yeah.
He said fuck Melton. Didn't he say that?
Fuck Melton. I'm a delusional narcissist. Oh, so in other words, I proved the guy wrong. So you got to pivot to something else.
This is a good point Stacey brings up. Pussy boy is clearly another way to say the F slur. Yeah. He's such a homophobe. 100%, Stacey.
Yeah.
That's what losers do. John, I think Brock
Lee. Hey, Shuley.
Huh?
Give me a double middle fingers.
Hey! I like this StreamYard thing.
I'm not even sure why StreamYard has that feature.
That's cool.
User image is racist. Well, I don't. He actually looks like that.
Look who he's talking to.
Yeah, that's the whole joke. Is he's like, I think Brock Lee's image is racist. His avatar. Look who's writing it. Queef.
Final Hutz. Not really sure about that.
You know, there's a case to be made if he has that up enough. That could be problems with YouTube.
I mean, who knows? Oh.
Your voice always sounds wet and full of spit. You know, it's because I drink a lot of liquids. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to Pocky.
WWE. Nah. It's like a cheesy video of backyard wrestling with these motherfuckers going at each other.
There's me calling security, Pocky. It don't exist. You know why? Because I didn't.
Hey, you just ran to them. They were already there, and you ran right behind them.
There is fucking Humpty Dumpty saying he did apologize. So he backs down as soon as I call him out.
You better apologize.
John is quite literally a troll.
You are a fucking literally a crypt keeper.
Wow.
Ooh. Boom.
Those are his weekend night out clothes too.
I'm rubbing not your really. Glue.
Not really.
Wait, what did he say?
He goes, those are his weekend out clothes. And John goes, not really. Oh, my God. Wow.
Those are his weekend night out clothes, too.
Not really.
Can't mess with this.
And we're back.
And everyone's there from... Everyone is there from all of these various podcasts that all shit on each other. So everyone's got their phone up and they're taking videos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't get.
Nope. Everyone who's taking videos was all Fatty Patty's people, you dumb pock face fuck.
Ooh.
Heard me wrong. Talking. I find it hilarious.
Yeah, everybody does. You ugly fuck. When's the last time you did something hilarious?
I really
every
did.
Day.
But
he's doing it now.
I was gonna say he's doing it right at this moment as you're watching it.
I don't know. I wouldn't hazard to get thrown out of the Borgata over it.
I love it. No, Anthony, those aren't my clothes. My lawyer gave me those clothes.
You know, I heard Levy got kicked out. Yeah. That's my information was Levy got bounced from the Borgata because he threw something at Kevin in that clip. I don't know. But then, you know, they get on Twitter and start claiming.
I sent Anthony the video of you going after Brennan. He just wrote back, hilarious. He loved it.
Victory. All of them go back to their rooms, which, by the way, it didn't look like Brennan was in the Borgata. Looked like he had to take a little Uber ride.
Jeez, is it me? This guy can't even laugh without gasping.
What are you talking about? You can't drink water without fucking.
You can't even answer the door and get back to the couch without fucking almost passing out.
Christ, this guy's goofing on people. Meanwhile, his lawyer did a Pretty Woman makeover on him in the hotel room, having him try out different outfits.
Holy shit, Pocky. You are fucking. You look horrible. Fuck.
Boom!
Would you hit it, John? Lionel Would Hutz. You hit it?
Oh.
Have you seen my Gore sex tape? With your buddy? No. I have
with
it.
Your
I
buddy. Not with your behind, buddy. Yeah. That's
supposed to be behind the paywall. Mm-hmm.
Lionel Hutz. Have you seen Mike Morris' sex tape? Wait, buddy, no. I have it. Nor do I want to. No, guy. 1080p is not Kumi's friend, I know.
No,
single mother of five.
I think he's keeping it down because he got yelled at yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's not yelling no, guy.
Interesting.
And you really don't prepare. Thank you. Lionel Hutz. Show us your sluggo or forever be shamed as I lose. RP, how many times are you going to say the same shit? How many times are you going to watch me say the same shit?
Good way to keep an audience right there.
Show a side by side of these two to any impartial third party and ask them to identify which one recently had open heart surgery. Great point.
Wow.
Great point. John is bitching. He's not funny, but yet John makes no jokes. Yeah. Tough.
In between the Borgata and the boardwalk, that no man's
hey,
land
Puffy.
Of barbed wire bodies
Hold
and
on.
Shell crater.
Thank what? You, pal. Gift and 10 behind the wall, That's you ball. Maniac.
I swallow cum.
Thank me. No guy. No guy.
The mellow note.
No God, no God.
What is this one? Sheebies. How about not talking about it, John? One more thing he wasn't taught as a child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That list is massive.
So, but they all go back and claim victory over each other. It's just so fucking stupid, but.
Yeah, you mean like you. Going after Howard and Jocktober and going after all these different people. Suddenly now you're making fun of that very thing. You fucking hypocrite.
He's not making fun of it. He's saying how funny it is and entertaining it is. And it's ridiculous. And he's right. Mm-hmm.
Stupid funny. I'll give it to him. They got something going here.
Yeah, unlike you.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Look at you.
Look at you. The fucking
what do you got guy, going?
He's got a fucking unbelievable house. His girlfriend got is fucking funny and beautiful.
Yeah.
And you got a sore on your hand.
Yeah. You're surrounded. You have all the cat shit a man's ever wanted in his life. Every time you walk away from your couch or bed, whatever it is, you're stepping on litter and who knows what else. You throw your empty beer cans across your goddamn apartment.
You use your underwear to guide.
Ugh. Ugh.
You probably blew every dime on your fucking quadruple bypass, you ugly fuck.
He had health insurance. Oh, he actually posted about it on Twitter. I remember that post.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah. Now, he didn't blow all of his money. He's fucking living the life, John. The life.
The allure of what makes wrestling.
Thanks for pointing out what we all know.
so addictive to some people. It's the turn, you know? It's like one day Brennan is shitting all over Zuma and just saying horrific things. And then next week, they're allies and they're shitting on fucking Gino. And then Stuttering John is with Gino. I don't know what the fuck. You can't keep track of it, but.
You can't. I don't know if you can keep track of anything. You look like you fucking have dementia. Holy shit.
Wow, he's crushing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's so hurt. He's so angry.
The allure of this
This was his Kevin Brennan before Kevin Brennan. You understand? He right. he had the hots for Anthony like he does for Brennan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is personal. This one hurts. This one cuts deep.
It is a bad breakup.
This is going to be ugly.
Whole thing is what's going to happen next. Who's gonna jump and be the baby face or who's going to be the heel? It's all wrestling shit.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Janet brings up a good point. He's considering paying money for surgery as blowing your exactly. money as if he had an option. As if he had an option. It's not like he got a fucking butt lift. I mean, they saved his life. It was an emergency. Fucking idiot.
Not for me, Pocky. I'm real. I'm not a fucking, this ain't an act, you dumb fuck.
Look who's in the studio. Oh, Chrissy gosh, Mayer.
No, here comes now. Now okay. I'm happy Chrissy.
This will get
you know, doesn't attack.
Not going to trash her.
Attack me. So I'm not going to say anything bad about her, you know, but here just, it's just all the prepared jokes turns me off. You know, you just fucking, you know, it's so lame if you just do it. Cause it, anyone who's has any comedic chops is going to know that you just wrote those jokes. And
so how did you know? You know
I can't wait to hear these jokes.
You know, and now we're going to deliver them as if you're, you know, they're coming off the top of your head. It's lame.
And doesn't he do that when he used to do stand-up before he retired? He would do half his act on the radio promoting it, right?
Not only that, but even his stand-up was just 15 minutes of it was a videotape of him doing Stern questions to celebrities.
Right.
He wasn't even on stage.
He didn't even have to be there.
No.
Right, but no, he literally do his stand-up. Act. Yeah, he would do his stand-up jokes while he was doing promotion for the show he was doing that night.
Correct. The morning news shows that he did, right? All those appearances, yeah.
Thanks for the dollar. Whatever happened to Brett Hadley? That's good. Yeah, that's a good question. Dr. Frere, thanks for the fiber. KB likes you. You and Kevin are the best of this crop. Glad you are exposing Shuley for the hack he is and Leatherface Levy. Oh, I like that. Yeah, he does have Leatherface, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was all fucking gray and wrinkly.
Like, oh, I like that. That's John's way of saying. Wait, that's John's way of saying. That's mine now.
Leatherface Levy. You'll be hearing that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like everywhere was wrinkles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Iowa Radio promoted his potato bar gig. He did his Uber jokes on Iowa Radio.
Oh, he laughed so hard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Brennan. I've said that from day one. I've always said I find him funny. And I like him. I mean, he's fun to hang out with.
He's just the type of guy every girl dreams of. What can I tell you?
You know, and he's funny. I don't want to get him in any trouble, but I go, because I had
him. He's going to get him in trouble.
He just brought up Kevin's wife. Hold on.
And I like him. I mean, he's fun to hang out with, you know, and he's funny. I don't want to get him in any trouble, but I go, because I hadn't seen a picture of his wife. And I said, Kev, I hear your wife is really hot. He goes, he smiles. He goes, she used to be. I fucking laughed.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Wow.
My God, the two of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he has to see everybody's wife. Mm-hmm. He's got to see pictures of everybody's wife. What a fucking creep.
Clip that and send that to Kevin.
Yeah.
Now.
Man, now.
I'm working on it.
Like people sliding down the pole.
And I like him. I mean, he's fun to hang out with, you know, and he's funny. I don't want to get him in any trouble, but I go, because I hadn't seen a picture of his wife. And I said, Kev, I hear your wife is really hot. He smiles. He goes, she used to be. I fucking laughed. He's funny. Okay. And that's the difference, Chrissy. I mean, Kevin just boom.
Just call broads ugly if you want to be funny. That's it.
Wow.
What don't you understand about that?
It's natural.
I mean, he like- can touch my dick any day.
Right. Hugh says, I think John is really is a closet cuck. He asks about other men's and women and their cock size. Yeah. It's.
I don't think it's closet.
Planning the material. It's natural. And that's, if you're going to be on a radio show, if you're going to do any show, it's better than just to be natural instead of.
Oh, now it's a radio show?
Everything's a radio show. Yeah.
I mean, you know, delivering pre-written lines. Thanks for two. Is this yesterday's show? Low IQ repeater. Lionel Hutz, why do you allow racist stereotype images on your show? Creamy squeegee. Shows how much you really are like Perry Carabello. Thank you.
Just one after the other. Sorry,
yeah, Willow.
Hey, Willow.
Yeah, I laughed so hard when you said, do these guys know how old they are? Because I was sort of keeping up. Sorry, I'm sweating after not taking the stairs, but just taking the elevator is enough to make me
you're
out
pregnant.
Of breath. Oh, my
God. Should you be riding machines like that? Jesus. You're pregnant.
Oh, my God. It just was so funny to kind of catch up on. Apparently, yeah. Apparently Bob Levy was... banned from the Borgata for life. That's what I heard.
Oh my God.
For life. And that's the best hotel.
It is. That's the best hotel yeah. in all of Atlantic City. The boardwalk sucks. The marina sucks. It's the only one that has kind of a Vegas-y vibe when you go in there. Everything yeah. else is trash. And he got himself ejected for life.
And I heard, again, this is all hearsay, but apparently Kevin owed him like $2,000 or something.
I heard $6,000.
Nobody has anything.
Wow, like
Nobody.
Owed him a ton of money.
Well, that's the thing. People are just, it's telephone game. By the time the message gets to them, you know.
Money from maybe when he used to do his podcast or something else. I don't know.
Yeah. It's so probably crazy. When they were in business with each other in that comedy club in Jersey.
Oh,
I think that's what
wow.
it came.
All right, here they come. Here comes the jokes.
Be prepared. You don't hear nothing like this on my show.
If she says, "Why'd the chicken cross the road?" then I'm gonna be pissed. Then he's right.
Maybe it's Uber jokes. That'd be funny. She.
Oh.
if you want to ask me questions, you got a super chat. I'm not reading them yet. Send Ray link. His NAMBLA meeting just happened. Mason in Portland, my man. Thanks for the fire, John. I know a casting director named Randy Callahan. He would like to meet and has lots of work for you. Please hook me up there, Mason, because I haven't got one audition yet.
My
and I want
to.
In fact, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to call my manager.
Stop. Let's not gloss over that. He has not gotten one audition yet.
Not a one. And he's so desperate, he's willing to be represented by Randy Callahan. That is desperation, my friend. Wow. Mason, what a fucking super chat.
My last super chat, John, you get no more from me. How's it feel to know that all South Carolina are bashing you?
Oh, South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Well, I agree that's probably happening, too.
Well, I know one guy for sure in South Carolina is bashing you. You're just watching a clip of him. South Carolina. Oh, it's super chats, you idiot.
All right, I'll see you later, RP. I'm sorry that I somehow pissed you off. I don't know why. But rest in peace.
Down to, like, maybe Brennan was cooking the books and Levy wanted to see the ledger and get his share. I want my share.
Damn.
I'm smart.
Damn. But now he's banished from the best hotel. All he can go to now is the Claridge. So.
Oh, God.
There's one. Now,
that was
there's
the written
one.
Joke?
Wow.
There's one. That's a prepared line.
What the fuck was that?
It's a prepared line. No, John, you're not familiar with Atlantic City. The joke was about the Claridge being a shithole hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That wasn't a prepared. That's just something they both were at. And
right. And no, yeah.
Comedy class in session over here. She said the name of a hotel. That's a pre-written bit.
How would anybody know that if they didn't look it up?
You telling me she's been to Atlantic City before?
Now, there's one. There's one pre. That's a prepared line.
Charlie Callis over here.
Believe me, I could smell it from a mile.
That's you. That's you. Yeah.
I can smell it from a mile.
Mile.
John Melendez story.
What is going on under John's left eye? Dope new skin tag.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McLaren, do you remember that? We fucking adios that place, lickety split. When we got there, I get it.
Now she's thinking of the next joke that she's
so it was literally so has, it was literally an inside joke between her and Anthony, because I guess they did a show there.
They did.
And if anyone has ever gone to the Claridge to see, they do comedy there. So if you've ever gone to see it, or if you've performed at their comedy shows, which we have, then you know about the Claridge. Fucking place. Levy, what'd you say? You were fucking tearing that hotel apart. Mm-hmm. When we were there, it was brilliant.
Not anymore. It's the only one I can get into. I got a lot of good things to say about it now.
Best hotel on the boardwalk.
Claridge making a comeback.
Hey, yeah. What do you think, Bob Levy? You think Claridge?
She wrote these before she came on.
Into the room, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
I think Bob said a ghost brought towels to his hotel room or something. That place was so old or some shit. It's brilliant.
My guy over there at the Borgata. Oh, too much.
It is funny to see like all the little clips and stuff, because you're like, here all these guys are. They're trying to look tough, but they're all of retirement age. It's very much like the sons of AARP.
There's here we go. One. Boom. Oh. Boom. Sons of AARP. Oh, yeah. Like that.
Who could have thought of that on the spot?
It wasn't like that wasn't pre-written.
Right. Pre-pulled. You notice how she didn't look at anything and read it when she said it? Well, Hitler.
And also, who cares? Like, who cares? How does it affect you, John? Exactly. How does it bother you?
Chrissy, you don't got to prepare these fucking hack jokes. Just go on a show and say what you feel.
Yeah, do what I do. Hit them up for money and then go on and fucking run away when it gets interesting.
And to roast them, mention that they have eyes.
And ears. Don't forget the ears.
It's just...
Now, Anthony's got to laugh, you know, because she, you know, what? Because he's the only audience member in the room. So he's got to put on this phony laugh.
What does that mean?
He's enjoying what Chrissy's saying. John can't, you know, process that. So it's all fake because he's the only audience member there.
Like, who's going to throw a hip out first? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who's going to throw the hip out first? That's the tag.
It's look, I'm the same age. Really, these douchebag.
It's amazing. I'm
it's
sorry,
unreal.
But he is such a douche. It's
unreal.
Wow.
All right, listen. We gotta. We'll get to the rest of this. We'll finish it up. But we gotta get to the preparing for the 4 o'clock on the other side of the wall. Thank you to everybody here behind the paywall. The 400 of you plus hanging out with us. Tell your friends, your neighbors, cats and dogs. We'll see you in a few minutes on the Shuley Network on YouTube. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
That's all for the Uncle Rico Show. That's all for the Uncle Rico Show. Grab one more beer and shout out.
Skull!
Good.